Well, hi there, boys and girls, and everyone else listening. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Story Time. I hope you're all ready to settle back and listen to a good story that has a very wonderful lesson for all of us as well. But we're going to make you wait a little bit for the story and have some go-along-with-the-story music. Help somebody walk. Listen.
Help someone walk along the path you share each day. Help someone walk along the way with you. A little smile in all you say and all you do will make the day seem worth the while to you. No matter
that we've had our music, let's have our story. It's called A Friend in Need. As our story opens, Kathy Gray has just come home from school. She seems in a big hurry to talk to Mother about something.
Mother, Mother, where are you?
I'm here in the living room, dear.
Mother, you'll never guess what happened.
Then you'll have to tell me, Kathy. It must be exciting.
It
isn't
exciting, Mother. It's awful. You'll never believe it.
Well, tell me what it is.
Yesterday was Linda's birthday, and her aunt in Australia sent her £5 in British money. It was in 5 one-pound bills, just like our dollar bills. You should see them.
I have seen one, Kathy. But what's so dreadful about it?
Well, her mother wouldn't let her take them to school, so Linda asked some of us to come to her house after school to see them.
Oh, and what happened?
There was Jane, Sarah, Tom, Jerry, and I. Linda let me read the card. Her aunt had a note on it saying she could either keep or spend the money. Then Linda let us pass the bills around to see them. Jane said her mother had warned her to be home early, so she only stayed a minute. The rest of us stayed a while longer. Then when we were ready to leave, we gave the money back to Linda. And do you know what?
No, what?
Well, there was one missing. 1 pound was missing. There were only 4 of them. And we knew she had 5 because the card even said so. All of us were surprised at Jane.
At Jane? Why were you surprised at Jane?
Mother, none of us had the money and Jane had left.
Kathy, do you realize what you're saying? Isn't Jane your friend? Well, I'd never believe such a thing of her.
Mother, I didn't want to believe it either. I told Linda that I never thought Jane would do anything like that, but...
Well, as Jane's friend, you should have told Linda that you knew she wouldn't do it. She isn't the kind of a girl who would steal. I know she didn't take that money.
Mother, you think I don't love Jane. I do. I know she's a nice girl or I wouldn't have her for my friend. But just the same...
You don't sound as though you're her friend.
Well, Even your friends have to admit when you do wrong.
Yes, that's true, when you do wrong. Now, did you see Jane take that money?
Of course not. People don't let you see them steal.
Well, did you ever see Jane take anything that didn't belong to her?
No, that's why I'm so surprised at her.
And I'm surprised at you, Kathy. What makes you think Jane took that money today?
Because it was gone.
Suppose you were Jane. Would you want to be accused just because you were the one who left early?
But, Mother, you just don't understand. What else could we think when the money is gone? Linda had the money, and now she hasn't.
Did she call Jane and ask her about it?
No, she said she would wait until her mother came home and ask her what to do about it.
Well, all I have to say is this. I don't know where the money is or who took it, but I'm sure that Jane didn't. And furthermore, I'm ashamed of you, Kathy, for not defending her. As her friend, you should have stood by her. She needed your friendship today more than she ever did, and you failed her. I'm sure she would have defended you.
I know what you mean, Mother. At first, I didn't want to believe it either. But what could I say when the money was gone, and Jane was, too?
What would you have said if Jane had been right there?
You made me feel terrible.
You should feel terrible. And you're going to feel even worse when the truth comes out. The Bible says a friend loveth at all times. You haven't done that.
But I do love Jane. Even if she has made a mistake, I still love her.
And if Jane could hear you accusing her of stealing, I'm sure she would have trouble believing that you love her. Don't you think so, Kathy?
I guess maybe she would. But tell me, Mother, if Jane doesn't have the money, where else could it be? We searched all around for it.
No, I don't know where it could be. Let's not discuss it anymore. You'd better hurry if you're going to the library. It will be closing, and the books are due today.
Oh, I forgot about them. Mother, would you mind? Could I finish supper while you take the books back?
Why do you ask that, Kathy?
I just would rather not go. I'll get it. Hello? Oh, yes. Well, I'm afraid that I might be late. Well, you'd better go without me. No, you better not wait. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Was that Jane?
Yes.
And you won't even walk to the library with her? Kathy, how could you?
Well, if Linda or the other kids see me walking with her, what will they think?
I'm wondering what Jane will think when she sees you walking to the library alone. Here you are. Take these books and go right now. You'll have to explain your actions to Jane the best way you can.
Please, Mother, I don't want to hurt Jane's feelings.
No, not openly, but you are hurting her just the same. All of you are judging her unfairly. Jesus said that we should judge one another the way we want to be judged.
I know. Oh, this is spoiling everything. I wish I hadn't even gone to see Linda's gift.
I'm glad that I didn't go. I might have had to hurry away.
Mother, why did you say that? You know that I would never accuse you of stealing.
Kathy, I'm trying to show you how important it is to be a true friend. If you or I had been the first to leave Linda's house, there would still have been the missing money to account for.
That's true. I wish now that I had defended Jane. I feel guilty about it. Should I call Linda and tell her that I'm sure Jane wouldn't steal?
Well, that might help, but I want you to take these books back first, and you'd better hurry.
Kathy! Kathy, wait for me!
I thought you couldn't come right away.
Well, I didn't expect to, Jane, but Mother wanted me to hurry.
I'm glad you did come. I hate to walk alone.
So do I. Here comes Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Jane. Are you going to the library?
Yes. Where are you going? Out to spend your £5?
Oh, no. I'm going to keep those for a long time. My mother even likes to show it. She took one with her this afternoon to show her friends.
Oh, then you know what happened to it?
Yes. You should have seen us, Jane. We were looking all over the house for one of the bills, and here my mother had taken it with her.
Really? You must have felt relieved when she brought it home.
I sure did. I couldn't imagine what had happened when I saw one of my bills was missing.
Didn't you get any books, Kathy?
No, Mother. I was in a hurry to get home. I met Jane, and Linda came, too.
Well, that must have been interesting. How did you and Linda handle that?
Linda found her money. Her mother had taken one with her to show some friends. It was missing when we got there. Oh, Mother, I'm so ashamed of myself. I hope Jane never learns that I doubted her.
So do I, dear. She needed your friendship this afternoon.
I see that now. Next time I'll remember that a friend loveth at all times. And, Mother, thank you for being a true friend to me and not turning against me when I really was wrong.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 17 and 18, have a great deal to say about what kind of friends we ought to be. You heard the one quoted in the story, Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times. And listen to Proverbs 18, verse 2, a fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing his own heart. Kathy didn't take time to find out the truth about the missing money. She just assumed that Jane had taken it. Proverbs 18:8 is a good verse. The words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down into the inmost body. Another word for talebearer is a gossip, and gossip can hurt a friendship so very much. I like this quote about gossip. Gossip is like a photograph. It starts with a negative, then is developed and enlarged. Do you get it? Just as a photographer takes a picture on a film negative, then he develops it and then enlarges it, we hear something negative about someone, and instead of forgetting it, we develop it and then make it larger than it really is. One other great verse from Proverbs 18 about friendship. The last verse, paraphrased, says, "If you want to have a friend, be a friend." And as the story says, let's be a friend in need. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries in Grand Rapids, Michigan, because God loves kids.